Hey, what's happening, folks? Matt Richards here, and welcome to the Complete Marketer podcast, where you can get the latest training, hints, tips, guidance, and support to blow up your home-based business. Today, we want to speak about generating leads and lead generation. This is so important because this is like the lifeblood of your business. I mean, sometimes what people do when they're in business is they get hell-bent on just marketing to the people that already follow them, you know, so they don't really expand their friends list. They don't generate any leads or get any new emails or reach out to new people because they're afraid of speaking to strangers or they're worried about cold market. But the thing is, if you're messaging and contacting enough people, generating leads is essential because you need fresh new eyeballs on your content, on your ideas, or on your presentation on a regular basis. Now, I'm not saying that you, prospect to cold market. You know, you haven't got to sort of message a stranger and ask them to come to a presentation straight away. That's actually something I don't coach. But what I'm saying is you do need to be able to contact new people that you haven't contacted before and take them through some process or to be able to break the ice with them so they can become a future follower. And that's absolutely essential. So the importance of generating leads. I mean, generating leads is like the lifeblood of your business. You know, companies that don't generate leads or companies that don't generate new eyeballs or new people watching them are dying a slow death. So if you're not speaking to new people, I'm not talking about the same people you speak to all the time, new people, strangers, your business will eventually grind to a halt because obviously there's only a certain amount of people that can buy from you and a certain amount of friends that are connected with you. I mean, if you've got 1,000 friends, it might sound an exciting place to start building a business, but after 2 years, the chances are you've spoke to the majority of them, or you should have done, if not less. Even if you're just messaging like 2 or 3 people a day, you're going to cover that in 2 years. So you should be doing a lot more than that, to be honest with you. But the thing is, that list is going to be dried up very quickly. Even if like a few people buy from you, you're kind of left with, okay, I've got a list of people now that already know me, I've already connected with, I could do with some fresh new eyeballs. So generating new leads is essential. Now, how do you generate leads? Number one, as always, content. You know, good quality content is something that is interesting, something that people share with their friends. I mean, if you look at Facebook and have a look at what's trending and what's going on, people are sharing videos that are impactful, entertaining, or of value to others or educational. So if you want to reach out to a bunch of new people, that's the type of lines that you need to go down. You know, something that is valuable to many, something that people will find interest in, or a particular type of market, which you know where to find. So if you go into the groups and stuff, your relevant market, you'll be able to find your relevant marketing group. So obviously you can post your content there as well. But content's very important. Hooks are essential. You know, you've got to be able to stop traffic. Facebook's like a motorway. People are bombing down at 100 miles an hour, scrolling through with their fingers. You know, it's going so quick. You need to be able to create something that is going to grab attention. So if you're connecting with new people and adding friends and reaching out to new people or you're on groups, when people land on your profile or see your post in the newsfeed, if it's got good quality hooks, it will grab their attention so they actually want to read more and see what's going on, or at the very least, find out more about you. You know, even just becoming aware of you is a victory in my eyes. They don't need to message you and buy your product straight away. The fact that they're aware of you and thinking about you is a win, because then you've sort of you've done the hard bit. The hardest bit when it comes to marketing is getting into people's minds. You know, we average 80,000 thoughts a day and everybody's lives are 100 miles an hour. So if you can get somebody's attention for just 5 minutes, you're winning when it comes to marketing. Also being current, you know, being up to date and being relevant with trends and stuff that are going on. Very important sometimes to reach and connect with new people because, you know, you want to be able to be in a position where you're current, you're interesting, and you know what's going on. So entertainment plays a big part here. I mean, I know this seems a bit strange with lead generation, but if I land on your profile, don't forget you're going to get strangers who look at your profile as well. I always recommend that you set your profile to public so strangers can actually view your profile of what you're posting and what you're up to. But obviously being interested and intriguing as an individual, being up to date and current, is going to be the type of things that grab people's attention as well. You know, for example, if you're having fun on your profile or you're out with your kids and you've got some great images, or, you know, you're sort of talking about something that's pretty cool, or you're having a laugh and a joke, you know, that's the type of stuff. Having a sense of humor is going to grab the attention of new people. People are going to think you're different. I mean, I get a lot of people reach out to me and they're like, Matt, I just love you because you're real. You know, it's like following somebody that I know as a friend. It's like somebody that is, you know, they're not trying to be somebody they're not. How does that come across? It comes across in my profile, the way I post and what I do, the fact that I have a laugh and enjoy myself and don't take things too seriously. I mean, I take my business seriously, my clients seriously, but at the same time, I do have a sense of humor and enjoy that process. People who work with me not only get results, but they have a laugh too. And that comes across on my profile. It comes across in my demeanor, the way I control myself on my profile and the way in which I post. So just have a look at the way in which you carry yourself. You know, and marketing awareness, you know, being aware of what's going on in the market. You know, sometimes things aren't always relevant to particular markets. I mean, if I've got a great piece of steak, I'm not going to sell it very good to vegetarians. So be aware of what people want, what people need, their frustrations are. This is important when it comes to contacting, setting up your branding, but also your content and putting things out there as well. Be aware of what people are thinking, what makes them tick, and what's a priority in their life right now. This will change with trends, you know. Obviously, some things that was important 5 or 6 years ago might not be as important now. So this is why it's important to always be aware of what's going on. Take notice of different advertisements and things like that that grab your interest, because they could be the thing, you know, they could be speaking about something that you may need to market on, you know, something that hooks your attention. Good chance it's going to hook somebody else's attention as well. And have something of value up front. I mean, I always say this to people, have a group, have something to give away, something where you can generate people's contact details or something that is a proper lead. I mean, a lead, it's okay having somebody on a friends list, but you want to be able to step that up a notch with a phone number, an email address, or having them in a relevant group away from the big noisy Facebook newsfeed. Have something where you take your leads away from where they're at right now and put them somewhere else where you can obviously keep track of them, but also make contact with them in future with regular basis. For example, email addresses, you can email people in the future. Your Facebook group, it could be a place where you post content and training and all this type of stuff. So obviously they spend hours on your group as opposed to in the newsfeed. It's all about trying to control what your market sees. And that, and if you can generate a lead properly and pick up the phone and have a chat or whatever, then obviously you're controlling the market a lot more than just sort of turn up on Facebook and whacking a post and hoping for the best. So I hope this podcast helped you. If it did, feel free to follow this channel. Feel free to reach out for any additional support. And as always, feel free to share this with other people as well. Have an amazing day, and I'll speak to you soon. Bye-bye.